The Animal Welfare Junction is part of the Keep It Humane podcast network. Visit keepithumane.com/podcast network to find us and our amazing animal welfare podcast partners. Our next guest is Catherine Beck from the Alachua. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Alachua.
County Sheriff's Office. Thank you for being here at the Junction.
Yeah.
So can you tell us what your background is and how it involves the field of forensics?
Yeah, I was a CSI for about 9 years, and then I have been a supervisor for about 5 years now at the Sheriff's Office for the Crime Scene Unit.
Excellent. And what was your topic today?
Shoe prints and tire track.
Excellent. I did the forensic science master's at okay. University of Florida. So I got to learn some of like what it's used for. So, I mean, overall, what can shoe prints and tire tracks tell us?
It can tell us a lot. I mean, we can actually, if there's enough detail, you can identify a suspect and trace the shoe or the tire back to, you know, the individual person. But it can also tell you how many people were there, where they went, that kind of stuff.
So normally from cases that we work on, we're trying to say that somebody was at a scene. But are shoe prints and tire marks about just exclusion, inclusion, or is it about both?
It's both, because I mean, if you have eyewitness testimony or surveillance video or something, and you have a particular person that, you know, they're wearing a certain type of shoe, and you have a suspect that is a different kind of shoe and it doesn't match, then you can exclude them, basically.
So how does it work as far as collecting the samples?
First, you want to document it with photographs. There's a lot that goes into that. You're going to use a tripod and set up the camera and use oblique lighting and, you know, make sure that you document the entirety of the shoe print or tire track. But then you can also cast it using dental stone. And that basically takes a 3D impression of the shoe print or tire track.
And what do you have to compare it to? Like, are there standards, or is there a database, or what do you use?
There is a database, but we also like to collect standards if you have a known suspect at some point in your investigation, to collect the standard from either the shoe or the tire. Again, either photographs, or, you know, you can ink them, or there's other ways to go about that as well.
I think that we think about shoe prints and tire tracks as far as like the indentations that they leave on the ground and in places and objects, but can you retrieve tire marks and footprints from like individuals, like victims, animal victims or human victims?
Yes, in theory you can. I think it would probably be more difficult on animals just because of the fur and everything, but you definitely can if there's enough, you know, pressure and there's an indentation or you know, even bruising or something, if it was done, you know, perimortem, then you can definitely, you know, obtain tracks or shoe prints from them.
So do you think there is or there would be use in being able to lift, like, animal prints going forward?
I think it's an interesting concept. I think it would be useful as far as telling, like, maybe where the animal went or where they had been. I don't know that if there's identifying features as far as, you know, uniqueness there, like fingerprints to humans, that I don't know that there is for animals, but it would at least, you could, I'm sure, tell what type of animal and species, that kind of thing, and obviously, yeah, where they've been.
Excellent. So. Well, thank you so much for giving us your time,
no problem.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.